And from time to time, we have talked about these numbers, and it's numbers that we take from Johns Hopkins when it comes to on a worldwide basis, total deaths and total recoveries that are going on. Total deaths now upwards of 228,000. Total recoveries about 984,000. But we have had messages to us through email, phone calls. We've had people posting comments on Facebook. We know wanting to hear what's going on with recoveries. And that included with the state of Michigan. For a while, the state of Michigan was just reporting the deaths, but now the state of Michigan puts out deaths and recoveries in a daily report. But in America this morning, a report was done concerning the way that recoveries are officially recorded through the Centers for Disease Control. And I wanted to play that for you in case you weren't up early this morning about 5:20. When John Trout, the anchor, threw it to a reporter in order to have this report produced. And maybe this will add a little insight to what happens with the number count and what's going on when it comes to the recovery question with COVID-19.
Most of the numbers you hear regarding coronavirus are concerning the total new cases, the hospitalizations, or the fatalities. But what we don't get is the number of people who have recovered. Correspondent Jim Roop explains.
Now, I may be wrong, but it seems to me the number of people who have survived and recovered from COVID-19 is important to know. Dr. Barbara Ferrer, director of the Los Angeles County Public Health Department, says it would be nice, but it nearly can't be done.
It's pretty hard to come up with a solid number.
Why, you ask?
CDC dropped that requirement.
Why, you ask?
Because there was a real lag of appropriate testing for people who were ill.
In plain language, there were, and still are, not enough tests to diagnose those infected by the virus. That only takes one test. The cure test, so-called, takes two tests. To confirm someone has recovered from COVID-19, they would have to test negative for the virus two consecutive times within a 24-hour period. The CDC says it needs all the tests it can gather to detect cases, so now, to consider yourself cured, you must be symptom-free for 10 consecutive days. Now, worldwide, more than 3 million people have been diagnosed with COVID-19 since we started counting. About 250,000 have died. It is safe to assume that a majority of the remaining 2.5 million plus people are recovered. Johns Hopkins estimates just under 1 million. The World Health Organization's Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove says it has to be more than 1 million. She says, and we should keep an eye on those assumed recovered.
To trace them over time and see how they're doing. And see if there's any long-term effects from infection. And I think this is a really important aspect as we go through this pandemic.
Getting control of this virus isn't just stopping it, it's understanding the aftermath. The number of recovered is going to play a big role in that understanding, but the recovered are not being accurately counted. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Again, from America and This Morning, John Trout hosting, and Jim Roop there with the report. Maybe that adds some insight to what you're hearing about or not hearing about when it comes to recovered.